Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So you think we got it tough in this country having to go through the whole process to pick a new leader, pick a new president? Well, guess what, folks? It looks like Iran is going to have to pick a new supreme leader. Their leader is 85 years old and is sick a lot, we understand. So they're going to pick a new supreme leader, and Lord only knows what might come out of that. I don't know, folks. I think I much prefer living here in the good old U.S. of A., no matter how rough and tumble our politics is. But, folks, welcome to the program this morning. It is the Friday edition of the show. Glad to be with you. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. And, boy, I've been looking forward to this all day long because, of course, on the Friday editions, we often have a great deal of fun, even more so than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. And folks, we do our level best to send you off into your weekend with a smile. And once again, Kyle Warren with you. The telephone number, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, is 949-822-7959. That's our call-in line. Also, you can head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we always enjoy getting the direct messages during the program. And simply head over to kylewarrenshow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. Well, as I said, we're going to have a lot of fun on the program this morning, and we have just so many stories. It is chock full, and I don't even know where to begin, but I did pick this for the intro. I was reading some of the stories earlier today, pardon me, folks, and again, Iran, this from the Jerusalem Post, Iran's Guardian Council, a decision this week to disqualify virtually all pragmatists, including former President Hassan Rouhani, from public office, sound familiar, makes ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran's proxies a virtual certainty, and war more likely than ever. At stake on March 1st are both the parliamentary elections as well as the election for the 88-member, 8-year term assembly. Get this, folks, the Assembly of Experts. This round of the Assembly of Experts is expected to select the next supreme leader, given that the Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is nearly 85 and has been sick repeatedly. But look what's happening here in this very first paragraph. They're trying to disqualify. I mean, that's a whole different system. I get it. It's all completely strange and messed up. But it is interesting that they're trying to disqualify people from even being in the running. Oh, boy, folks, it doesn't get any stranger than that, does it? But once again, yes, they're going to be looking at getting a new supreme leader, and that will have a bearing, I'm sure, because Iran is the one that is causing all of this turmoil in the Middle East by supporting these terrorist groups. The media calls them militant groups, but we know better. We know that they are, in fact, terrorist groups. And as we continue through the war of Israel versus Hamas, now, of course, also what's happening in Yemen, the sustained campaign that we're supposed to be involved in now against the Houthis. Lord only knows why we can't get rid of the Houthis much quicker than that. But nevertheless, it is going to be, and all joking aside, in all seriousness, this is going to be a major, major factor, a major concern. And we'll come back to this here in a little bit on the program later today, obviously what's going on in the Middle East. But what's going on right now at the Texas border is also of paramount concern. We talked about it a little bit on the Thursday edition, and especially in hour number 4 today, when we talk with our good friend and regular contributor, Frank Salvato. from undergroundusa.com. You'll want to stay tuned for that, folks, because I know that he'll have some very interesting takes and very interesting information about what's happening in Texas. Given that this is really a states' rights issue, this is a matter, and we'll hear from Governor Abbott here in just a little bit, given the idea that you have a state that is trying its best to maintain its security, its integrity, all the while that the Biden administration, as the federal government in this case, is doing everything it can in order to make sure that Texas cannot maintain its sovereignty, or maintain its security, I should say, and its integrity. So talk about a showdown. That's an understatement. And the fact that it is coming to this right now, we're watching this unfold amidst everything else, all the election stuff, even trying to kick Trump off the ballot is sort of peripheral in some ways to what we're witnessing here. Not that it's less important, but that this actual act of trying to make it such that a state cannot actually take up its own defense, given the fact that the Constitution, as you'll hear Governor Abbott talk about, given that the Constitution provides for that, and at the same time that the Biden administration, not by just negligence in the sense that, well, they're negligent or they don't know what they're doing, so they made a mistake. It's not like that. It's deliberate, my friends. It's deliberate in the sense that either they are trying to continue the destabilization overall of the country by having just a massive amounts of illegal immigration happen during a very short period of time comparatively, or to some degree, are they trying to force an issue like this? You know, I can't help, my friends, and again, I don't deal in conspiracy theories and I don't deal in fantastical analyses of things. Those of you listening to the program know that. We try to be very level-headed. We try to make sure that we're looking at things with the right perspective. But I go back to that speech with the big red lights and everything of Joe Biden. And of course, also this notion of they're the ones that are fighting for, quote, our democracy. One wonders, and I hope I'm wrong, obviously, but one wonders, are they trying to force the issue on this? So that they can further say, well, look, you know, we are the keepers. We are the sole keepers of the American democracy, quote unquote, and by extension, the republic. They wouldn't use that term probably because they want to keep the term democracy, obviously, and try to fool you that we're not a constitutional republic. But, folks, it's getting very serious. And we'll talk more about this when we come back from the other side of the break. Kyle Warren with you. It is Friday. We are here. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue now, of course, racing through the Friday edition of the program. And yes, well, we're going to pace ourselves a little bit here during the program this morning. And we'll be here, of course, for all 4 hours. And that means we go right up to 6 a.m. Eastern time. And so wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, we want to welcome you to the program. Don't forget, go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We also have our live streams over there as well for everybody listening. If you're out of the area, if you want to take the program with you, if you want to make sure you hear all 4 hours, you can certainly pick up the live streams. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com. We got links there to TheAnswerTampa.com. Of course, our Salem Media flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, also links to GCN Live. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the nation. And we want to thank everybody at GCN, of course, working so hard for the program for us. We really do appreciate it. And, folks, we appreciate you as well. And we have our call-in number, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program. Okay, so let's get back to what's happening at the Texas border. Now, you also have other states that are basically saying they're standing with Texas, and we'll tell you about that. We also have a great audio clip from Governor Abbott himself, because this goes right to the Constitution. Goes right to how the Constitution is constructed, how it affords the states the abilities to do this and that in the sense of protecting themselves, you know, given the idea that you would have a rogue administration who would not provide for the international security of the nation. And again, I as I said, I hope that I'm wrong about this, But I do think it bears discussion. It bears to be brought out and it, at the very least, said. Because why else? You know, in other words, why would you force this kind of confrontation? Why would you force this kind of issue? Especially in light of the fact of so many on the left, so many in the Democrat Party elite, so many in the media are so fast to label January 6th, that's an insurrection. And I've heard one person refer to it as the sacking of the Capitol. I mean, you know, it's now we're in an ancient history book now, folks. They sacked Rome again, but this time it was sacking the Capitol. The Capitol was sacked, evidently. I always thought that when you sacked a city, that you took over the city, that, you know, somehow there was a changing of authority or something like that. I mean, in the ancient times and so forth, you know. But again, they're so quick to say, oh, this was an insurrection. Well, wait a minute. Well, what about forcing this kind of confrontation? Isn't that as un-American as you can get if you're the federal government? And you're doing things deliberately to put people in bad situations, that they have to take some action, that they're derelict in their duty if they don't take some kind of action as best as they can. I'm not talking about repelling people with force. I'm talking about putting up some razor wire to make it more difficult for people to come across the border. You know, and Isn't it terrible to put people in that kind of position? Because then you can turn around and lord it over them and say, aha, we're the federal government and we're the Biden administration and we are now going to come after you for, quote unquote, doing something wrong in terms of usurping the federal government's responsibility, call it whatever you want. And it just this is really such an important issue. I can't even emphasize it enough. But let's take a look at some of these other governors here. This from The Hill. Republican governors are backing Texas Governor Greg Abbott in his standoff against the federal government over border authority. On Tuesday, the Texas National Guard appeared to ignore a Supreme Court decision and continued building razor wire barriers on the U.S.-Mexico border, preventing the federal border patrol from doing their jobs. Okay, now, As I understand it, there was not a Supreme Court decision, as we were talking about with our own Denise Simon yesterday morning. They simply said the ban on the ability for the federal government to go in and remove or cut the razor wire, as it were, the barrier, was lifted temporarily while this all goes through the motions here. I don't know, it was a Supreme Court decision that said they had to stop doing it, and we'll be happy to double check on that. But it seems to me that the federal government has leave to go and cut the razor wire. Not that it was prescriptive that they would have to do it. But nevertheless, this is still forcing this issue. In a statement Wednesday, Abbott justified the actions by claiming his authority to combat and, quote, invasion of the state supersedes federal law. GOP governors Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma, Kristi Noem of South Dakota, Ron DeSantis of Florida, Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, and Brian Kemp of Georgia have all said they support Abbott's actions. If the Constitution really made states powerless to defend themselves against an invasion, it wouldn't have been ratified in the first place, and Texas would have never joined the Union when it did, DeSantis said on X, formerly Twitter. Texas is upholding the law while Biden is flouting it. Youngkin added that the Biden administration has, quote, turned every state into a border state, unquote, and that Abbott is doing what the border officials, quote, refuse to do to secure our border. Stitt, Noem, and Kemp also said their states, quote, stand with Texas. Federal government has claimed in court filings that the Texas National Guard has physically prevented the Border Patrol from doing its job on certain parts of the Rio Grande, as well as blocked off portions of the border previously used to process migrants. The claim that Texas officials can supersede federal authority has sparked calls from Democrats for President Biden to nationalize the Texas National Guard and force them to follow the court's decision and federal law. Well, again, this whole thing is, I think, going to backfire terribly on the Biden administration, because I think it will smack so much of being a total federal overreach into this situation, because it defies common sense, for one thing. I don't know how you go out to the rest of the country and sell this notion that the federal government, the Biden administration, when I say federal government in this case, I mean the Biden administration can simply neglect to do its job, either by on purpose or by its own negligence. And I think it's on purpose. I don't think that it's just negligence. You know, in other words, like I said earlier, they made a mistake. No, that's not it. I think that if, you know, this notion that the Biden administration can tell the rest of the American people and even the Supreme Court, say, look, you know, the border is ours to do with what we want to. We can close it. We can open it. We can process people if we want to. We don't have to. But I think really, folks, that at the heart of this matter is the fact that Congress has passed laws in order to effectively secure the border and to determine who can come in and out, this kind of thing, or who can come into the country. And the Biden administration, by simply saying, look, you know, we're not going to enforce this. So, I mean, I guess you could say that the local sheriff could say, well, guess what? I'm not going to enforce a law anymore that says people can't go 100 miles an hour through school zones. And I just choose not to. And then you'd have all these huge problems that would erupt because people would be, you know, racing through the school zones all the time. And the sheriff could say, you can't touch me because I just, it's my purview. And I decide I'm not going to do this. I think you could make a case that that would be a total abdication of the expected acts of a law enforcement official. And I'm just oversimplifying, of course, obviously, just trying to come up with a metaphor here. But again, to have these governors now have to chime in, and then the calls for, we'll just nationalize the Texas National Guard. In other words, run roughshod over the states. Not when the state is doing something that is menacing, right? The state isn't breaking federal law in the grand sense, but the state is actually trying to make sure that its own citizens have a modicum of security based on the idea that people can come across virtually anywhere. So that kind of overreach, my friends, would not sit well with the American people. And I think the Biden administration knows this. That's why they're playing this very, very sort of very dangerous game. And we don't have time for games. In fact, so many people out there, they view immigration as the number one problem. But here we go, folks. Again, we'll be told, oh, we don't understand it. We're not the adults in the room. We don't get it. Nope, we get it. Folks, you know, you get it too. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A first-of-its-kind execution is set to take place in Alabama. USA's Corey Myers has details.
U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988. While Smith reportedly requested the new execution method, his lawyer still appealed, claiming the gas poisoning would violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment.
Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro is being sentenced to 4 months in prison. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress in September for not complying with a subpoena issued by the January 6th House Select Committee. Navarro's team argued during sentencing that he believed he could not comply with the committee's subpoena due to executive privilege. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Friday edition is here, folks, and we are definitely moving through the overnight hours here and landing right on your radio dial this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. And also, if you want to head over to kylewarrenshow.com, that's kylewarrenshow.com. You can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running. Also, you can find me on Facebook and also X, formerly known as Twitter. We do have links there for you as well. Also, we're working on getting a podcast posted for the program as well. So keep watching that space, and we'll tell you here on the broadcast as well. And because we've been getting some questions about that, and I'm really pleased about that as well. People want to be able to, I think, take the program with them or listen at a different time and this kind of thing. So it's all very much appreciated. All right. Well, William in Denver, thanks very much for your message. He sent us one actually earlier today. We appreciate that. He's got a great song suggestion as well. And yeah, I'll check out that other the country radio you're talking about as well. And we do love country music on this program as well. In fact, Mondays, when we play our song in hour number one and hour number two, and that's segment four, it's a little before the top of the hour, we always have Country Music Monday. We thought that kind of rolled off the tongue. It has a great sound to it. It's Country Music Monday. And we all often, we'll all play country songs as well during the week. But yeah, we love country music as well here. And I sure do appreciate your message, William. And again, just like William did, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and you can send us a direct message anytime. All right. So once again, getting back to this issue on the border, this is very serious. Let's listen in to Governor Greg Abbott. As he was speaking on Fox News, Dana Perino sets up a great question for the governor, and then we'll hear his reasoning, his explanation about what's happening at the border with Texas. Let's listen in.
Can you explain what did you decide was the breaking point for you to take the steps that you did, and maybe also just back up and let people know, what are you saying about the compact between the federal government and the state of Texas today?
So it was the states that created the United States. And when the states voted to create the United States and have a constitution, included in that agreement was the compact that the federal government would take care of the states. And Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution speaks to that and says that if the federal government does not take care of the states and the states are in danger, well, we can ask the federal government to live up to its obligation. Then the authors of the Constitution knew there would be times when the federal government would not live up to its duty. And so they empowered states in Article 1, Section 10, the right of self-defense. And what Texas is asserting is our Article 1, Section 10 right of self-defense, because the president of the United States is not fulfilling his duty to enforce the laws passed by Congress that deny illegal entry into the United States.
Governor, will you instruct your officers to physically prevent federal officers from accessing
this part of
the border?
So what Texas is doing is just very simple. And that is because the Biden administration has really, truly abdicated its responsibility to secure the border and enforce the laws. Texas very simply is securing the border. And so we put up the razor wire that you were talking about, Bill, and we put up all these barricades that actually have denied illegal entry. And as you pointed out also in that screen, that there are criminals coming across our border. Texas has a right as a state to stop criminals from coming into our state, to make arrests of those criminals. And we have National Guard, as well as Texas Department of Public Safety officers, who are there to make those arrests and to deny illegal entry.
So that's a really good clip there from Governor Abbott. And again, who's forcing the issue here? Who's trying to force some kind of confrontation? Is it Governor Abbott? You know, I don't think so. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got the lines lighting up here. We've got John in Sarasota this morning calling into the program. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. I really appreciated what Abbott had to say. I just want to add really brief.
Sure.
You know, we're the word immigration. We keep hearing the word immigration, immigration. This is not immigration. This is trespassing.
Right.
If you own a piece of property and it has parameters and you have a fence around it and put up a sign, no trespassing, that means no trespassing. It's private property. And we're using the word immigration, and the immigration system's broken. Well, the immigration system wasn't broken 3 years ago. It was working just fine. People were coming here legally. People have the right to come here legally. They have the right to go through the immigration process. This is trespassing. I don't know why anybody isn't calling it what it is. And the second thing is, I don't understand how Biden and Mayorkas aren't somehow being brought up on criminal charges as far as, what is the word? The word would be treason. When does treason apply to a president of the United States? And why isn't anybody implementing that process? So there's my 2 cents for Friday.
Well, I appreciate it very much. And you're absolutely right about the terminology. And this is where the left really comes in with their wordsmithing of things. As you mentioned, You know, the idea that immigration is broken, that's also their little talking point. But you're right. If you and I went to another country and crossed over the border and just sort of set up shop and said, we're immigrants, they might say, no, you're not, because you didn't go through a process to immigrate to the country. You know, you just sort of showed up. And this is exactly what they're doing. Obviously, and the Biden administration believes that they can continue to fool us with this kind of terminology.
Yeah, agreed, the terminology. But how do we solve the solution of this man is derelicting and in dereliction of his duties? And why is it that coming down on him? And why isn't this not coming down on Mayorkas? And why don't we have the people to enforce it? Where are these people that are supposed to be able to enforce that when it comes into play? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If that's not in play, let me know.
Well, certainly they're looking at impeaching Mayorkas, which I think is a good first step. But even so, going after a president by using impeachment for an act. I mean, this is an act that we can all point to. You're not just making a mistake at the border. You're deliberately making the border this big problem. And I think that could be an impeachable offense because it goes against enforcing the laws of the country. You can't selectively do that. But again, he's Joe Biden. He's a Democrat. They have all this sort of political, cover for these kinds of things.
It's absolutely insane. I mean, if we look back, even if Benedict Arnold or Julius and Ethel Rosenberg or the people that have paid for crimes against, society and the United States of America, I mean, it's mind-numbing. But what is the definition? What is a treasonable offense in our country?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, obviously, you can, people that have betrayed their country, as you said, we think about Benedict Arnold, or we think about people that have passed the secrets or, caused other people to die and this kind of thing. I think there's a broad definition, I think, of that.
Well, what we've discussed right now fit into that category, betraying our country and allowing for complete anarchism?
Well, I do think that there is a good argument to be made. That by deliberately doing that you're harming the country and forcing this confrontation. I mean, as I was saying earlier, they say January 6th was this big insurrection. Well, don't put us in a position where there could be shots fired and a civil war happens. I mean, this is irresponsible in the extreme.
Well, again, like you said, it's word salad. It's semantical.
Yep.
Okay, but even if it's semantical and the people that are believing it are semantical, don't we have people right now in the position of authority to be able to do something about this president and invoke some kind of treasonous?
Well, I think you'd have to go through the impeachment process. And then after he's out of office, there would be something that probably could be done. But going after a sitting president like that, yeah. But I tell you what, John, thanks for the call. Happy Friday to you. We'll talk again soon.
You too.
Thanks.
Yes, sir, my friend.
Take care. All right. Good call. Really appreciate it. That's right. High crimes and misdemeanors. Definition, I believe, is we know them when we see them. But it is a very convoluted mess. Stay right there.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Continue through this Friday edition, folks. I think we're picking up speed. I appreciate the call last segment from John. And also, folks, don't forget, if you'd like to be part of the program, you can call us up, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message anytime, day or night. Especially if you're listening on the weekend to a portion of the weekend show, you can definitely send us a message anytime. We'll still get them. But, of course, folks, we've reached the part of the program where we like to play a song here in the wee hours of the morning. To make sure that wherever you're doing, if you're driving a truck, if you are, if you're making deliveries, if you are in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're working a late shift, if you're up with us in the middle of the night to talk some politics and news and whatever else we can think of, well, we like to do something to keep you going, kind of make you, get your blood pumping and keep things rolling through the overnight hours. And since it's Friday. And we're here to have some more fun, more than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. This is one of those songs, it's kind of like, it's one of those songs that you just can't be unhappy. It makes you kind of move a little bit, and everything's kind of all right. I think you get my drift when I play it. Here we go, Kenny Loggins.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like. Do it naturally. But if it's too easy, you're gonna disagree.
I'm all right. With Kenny Loggins, Caddyshack, of course. And, of course, the gopher. The gopher stole the show, and I think I mentioned this before. All actors say never act with animals. And, of course, this was a puppet, you know. It wasn't a real gopher. It was a puppet. But the gopher stole every single scene the gopher was in, and could have had his own movie at some point, but he was amazing. All right, and an amazing song, and a very funny movie, and an instant classic. I mean, have you ever seen Caddyshack? All right, so let's take a look at the weather, because that's also happening out there. We've continuing to see, folks, this amazing amounts of dense fog advisories, basically all down the middle of the country, North Dakota, South Dakota, eastern part of Nebraska, Kansas, western part of Oklahoma, most of northern Texas down through central Texas, over towards Nacogdoches, over into, you get the idea, over into Louisiana and Arkansas. We've got all kinds of dense fog advisories happening. Also up in Minnesota. Even parts of northern Minnesota and southern Minnesota as well. We've got all kinds of fog in Wisconsin, we understand. Northern Michigan, southern Michigan, it looks like. And so you definitely got all this happening, especially Pennsylvania has got a dense fog advisory. Most of New York State, most of New Hampshire, that's all happening there as well. Let's see here. In southern Michigan, let me make sure about that. Okay, they've got significant snow melt is making for what they call a sloppy mess across much of southern lower Michigan. And another round of rain moves into the area after midnight on Friday. So be very careful there. Also, of course, let's take a look at some of the precipitation happening right now. It looks like our friends in Seattle, this time, about 24 hours ago, there's all kinds of rain all around you. Now you're looking pretty clear. There just looks like there's some rain over to your west, over near the coast. As we head down, Portland looks clear, but when by the time you get down Interstate 5 to Eugene, Oregon, Roseburg, and Medford, you've got all kinds of rain there. This is going to continue on in one form or another down towards Redding, California. They're in Northern California, so be careful there. Our friends in Denver, you've got snow coming down Interstate 25 as you head south out of Denver through Colorado Springs. That's going to stay with you all the way to the border with New Mexico, and then pick up again all around the area of Santa Fe. That's happening there. And then continuing down Interstate 25 down to Las Cruces, where you've got a lot of rain happening at this hour. Now, again, we are looking at lots of rain mixed with snow. This is going to be starting in Iowa, just around the Des Moines area, north of there, over through Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Chicago, Illinois, Kalamazoo, Michigan. This is kind of, again, with the southern half of Michigan, obviously Detroit, heading over to Buffalo, New York, and then over towards New York City. Also, central Pennsylvania's got all kinds of rain right now, and it looks like the western half of Massachusetts right now also has all kinds of rain. So definitely want you to be aware of that. Be careful, and we want you to get there in one piece this morning, whatever it is that you're doing out there. So once again, we'd love to be able to tell you about what's happening on the national weather scene. Well, you know, again, sort of this first hour, we've been talking about what's happening at the southern border. We'll continue, of course, to come back to that as we go through the program today. But definitely forcing this issue is, I think, just reckless and irresponsible to have that happen. This is not the way that this needs to be done. But I do think this, though, that the American people are not, it's not lost on them, this problem of immigration. I'm so glad that John in Sarasota talked about the terminology immigration versus trespassing, because that's exactly the right kind of terminology to use. To immigrate somewhere, it implies a process. You know, it's not just a mass migration, but there has to be some kind of process. Given that countries are sovereign, right? And this goes back right to, what was it, 1648 or something like that, the Treaty of Westphalia, which was one of the first things in European history which began to recognize the idea that you have these borders, these things called borders. You have this thing called sovereignty. And so since then, this is how the international order has sort of been set up. So I don't think you can simply make the case that people will just migrate from one part of the world to another and that there's impunity to that, or there are no repercussions, or there's no way to regulate that in terms of people coming into your country. Now, if we were to say that to another country, they'd laugh in your face and go, well, what are you talking about? Well, of course, we have to regulate so-called immigration into our country. But this is exactly what needs to be happening here, too. The American people understand why people want to come to this country. They completely understand that. Everybody can trace, if you're not a Native American, you can trace your lineage back to people who actually then came to this country for whatever reason. This is a part and parcel of what it means to be an American. But, you know, the Biden administration wants to force this issue, and I think it's wrong-headed. And they're taking us in the wrong direction for that. It's not the kind of thing that you expect a president of the United States to do, in my opinion. Not enforcing the law and then going after those who want to. Stay right there. We're coming out right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.